Linking inner and outer peace, motivation and cross-cleavage collaboration.
I'm showing and modeling that actually it is possible to resolve things non-violently with state and non-state actors collaborating. And that sort of created a small mini success and model that now allows more people to more buy in into the process publicly. And so this is the things that motivate you and sustain you to sort of say that if we manage to do this, this it will help us to do another one. It will help us. So it is like building small building blocks of the bigger process, small successes. You're not solving the overall conflict, but you're dealing with people's own sense of security, people's own sense of justice. So these are some of the things that help at that personal level. So, and then working together, everybody is motivated by different things and different experiences, but it's like some collective, and you come from different social, political, economic background. You're not all the same. You're all different. And in conflict situation, people, all the yellows remain in yellow, all the blues remain in blue, all the white is remaining white, all the brown remaining brown. These colors are not supposed to mix, meaning the different political, the different division, the different ethnic division, the division. That is what people expect, the reality of a conflict setting, that everybody go back to their comfort zones. But working in such a situation, when especially when you work in your own community, you're creating this space across the divide. It means that people really don't understand, who are these? Why are they working? But they're not supposed to be together, because that's how the community is, and you're creating, you're modeling something different. But each one of you, when you're coming here, at first people think, oh, we can see our own in that group. So that is our negotiator. They don't see you as creating a mediative capacity together. People see, so long as our blue is there, it's there on our behalf. He might be spying for us. So, and I remember the early days, our team making joke of each other. It's like, but I thought you were the one who was buying the guns for your clan. But actually, that's what I was told you were. But did you come to spy for your clan? So the level of trust of coming together, people did not trust each other, yet they did not voice it, yet that did not keep them apart. Yet they stayed together, and the more they worked together, the more they realized that this is not actually what I thought of you. So you learn each other, and you unlearn some of the stereotypes you have of each other. So you build trust, you build confidence. So within us, who are all insiders in our context, the building of confidence and trust does not come by staying apart, but by working together. And by really going through the process, the process together, crying together, feeling the frustration, and a sort of comradeship comes through this experience. The comradeship that comes through is that when you are in the town and the violence has come even to the urban area, and you sort of hear that actually either the Kenyan army is in that village or the militia has gone to that village, you used to call each other and find out, are you okay? Last night you had gunshots in your side of town, are you fine? We couldn't call because if the telephone rings, we were fearing for your personal safety, are you okay? So people started creating that sort of comradeship. But sometimes the situation becomes, at the personal level, it becomes like, this is not getting anywhere. This is not going anywhere, and our energy is drained, and it's maybe time to let go. And then when you sort of say, when one feels like that, another person isn't feeling like that. Another person feels, we're really nearing, we're just really there, we're just there. So you keep, another group of goes, and then when these other ones feel down, the other pick it up.